welcome to the Analysys Mason podcast. I'm Martin Scott, a research director at Analysys Mason, and I head up part of our consumer research focusing on TV, video, gaming, the metaverse, but also our fixed broadband work. Today, I'm in conversation with Oliver Brough, analyst, who is one of the lead authors for our fixed broadband strategies work. We're here to talk about smart home strategies today, and more specifically, to talk a little bit about the Matter protocol, what it is, and why Matter matters. Oliver, over to you.
Thanks, Martin. So as part of our research into fixed broadband services, we've been particularly looking at how operators can grow their revenues by upselling value-added services to their customers, and in particular, how operators can offer a broader range of smart home services to consumers as well. Matter is a common connectivity standard for consumer IoT devices. It was launched in 2022 and it currently supports home automation services. So that's things like connected light bulbs and speakers, and also home security services, so things like door locks and sensors as well. And we, in Analysys Mason, we refer to these services collectively as smart home services. People are really excited about Matter because it has the support of major vendors for consumer IoT devices like Google, Apple, Amazon. These vendors, they all have control hubs that support Matter devices. And because of the support of really big vendors, people believe that Matter is approaching the critical mass required of compatible devices, which will make smart home offerings more affordable and simple to use for mass market consumers in the near future.
I'm right, aren't I, that if I recall, version 1.1 of the protocol, it doesn't actually include like video stuff yet. So the all crucial smart video doorbell isn't in there yet. I feel like that's going to be one of the turning points.
Have I got that right? Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been a bit cynical about the smart home market, or at least operators' role in the smart home market at some points in my career. I mean, don't get me wrong. I automate my heating at home, for example, and did one stream of wiring up some curtains to open and close on a little relay and whatever else. But you know, it's been the land of either sort of geekery gadgetry for a while, or it's been one of those things that operators have done for a while and not really got very far with. So what effect will Matter have on the consumer smart home market? And is this turning point any different to the many other previous supposed turning points where we're not just talking about some smart video doorbells?
Yeah, it certainly has the potential to be. I think Matter will help to close the gap between what you rightly said about kind of consumer interest in smart home services. So what you probably describe as geekery is a very high interest among consumers in smart home devices that isn't actually followed up by very high take up. So in our annual survey of 19,000 respondents, we see that there's definitely high interest in home automation and security services. Around 50% of respondents say that they're interested in these kinds of services, but actual use of these services is quite low. Only 9% of respondents report taking home security services, and only 7% report taking home automation services. So there's a big gap here, and Matter will potentially help bridge this gap by making services interoperable and lowering costs to consumers of accessing a wider range of smart home services. Matter is supported by devices that will already be in customers' homes potentially at some point. So things like Google's Nest devices, for example. And it means that consumers will already have a foot in the door when it comes to smart home services. So there's lower upfront costs to accessing home automation services. And also this interoperability factor is quite important because it will make it easier for consumers that aren't necessarily as tech savvy as kind of like the premium high-end customers that are already accessing smart home services. They will be able to understand and utilize a greater, you know, a wider range of functions for smart home services over Matter-capable devices.
Yeah, I think that's key, isn't it? It's making this easy. And yeah, it doesn't absolutely have to just be easy for people that aren't particularly tech savvy. Everyone wants their life to be easier and these things to be simpler. And like we might get a chance to briefly talk about like generative AI and how kind of human natural language might affect sort of smart home stuff later in this session. Let's see if we've got time. But I suppose, yeah, key to all of this is sort of centralizing management and aggregation of control of these different devices in common platforms. And I think that's I'm steering you here, because I think that's part of what's interesting about the opportunity for operators, because they've always wanted to be these kind of the central aggregator or the face of the home or that sort of thing. I mean, operators have been trying to enter the smart home market for years with really varying levels of success. Like Comcast have been busy plugging away for over a decade, and I recall my numbers are a bit out of date now, but it was like 1% penetration, which of many millions of homes is still a decent amount, but it was quite small fry. Obviously, it is now very common for operators to say bundle a Ring doorbell or that sort of thing. But what is the opportunity for fixed broadband operators with the smart home market now that Matter is in the picture?
Yeah, exactly. Operators are quite excited about Matter because it means that communication providers can enter the smart home market at a lower upfront cost. When we spoke to Telefonica, for example, as part of our research into connected home services, they described Matter as a potential inflection point for operator smart home services because it removes issues associated with device integration that have hindered smart home initiatives in the past. Currently, operators that bundle or resell smart home services are limited to devices from specific vendors, and they provide little to no additional integration services for these smart home solutions that they sell. But Matter will make it easier to offer a broader range of devices because operators won't be tied into issues of vendor locking, for example, when they white label vendor solutions, and these devices will come with integration services already on available through the Matter protocol. This creates a lot of opportunities for supporting operators' existing communication services with smart home solutions. And we think that it will really benefit the operators that want to, smaller operators that don't necessarily have these smart home capabilities already developed. It will help them to launch smart home services alongside connectivity as well. In particular, I'm thinking we spoke to Telkom South Africa as part of our research into operator Wi-Fi and smart home initiatives this year. And Telkom South Africa's Smart Spaces offering is one kind of operator smart home offering that will really stand to benefit from Matter, because Telkom South Africa uses smart home devices to upsell connectivity as well.
Yeah, and I was in Turkey quite recently seeing some of our clients, and I was interested to look at how the Turkish market has developed in terms of smart home solutions. There's very little there at the moment. The operators might say on their sort of consumer electronics website sell some Wi-Fi connected smart switches and that sort of thing, but there's not much. I feel like there's a lot more that can be done here. And of course, at the other end of the spectrum, some operators have developed quite advanced solutions for integrating smart home services completely separately from everything that's been going on with Matter. So Deutsche Telekom is the obvious example. We interviewed them as part of the case study report that we published in the middle of last year. And it's invested years in developing its own suite of APIs for integrating third-party smart home devices into its own home management platform. Would you say that Matter is in some respects essentially leveling the playing field to make it easier for other operators to follow Deutsche Telekom's lead?
In some respects, yes, Matter does level the playing field for smart home services. It means that operators that have spent a lot of time and invested a lot in developing their own smart home capabilities potentially have more to lose than operators that are just developing a smart home strategy and therefore don't have capabilities for aggregating different solutions from lots of different providers. Specifically to the example of Deutsche Telekom, though, I think Deutsche Telekom has not only been looking at smart home services, but it's got quite a broad set of capabilities across what we refer to as connected home services, and that incorporates things, not only smart home solutions, but also its own Wi-Fi CPE as well. And it has invested quite heavily in developing capabilities for adding additional what functions over its Wi-Fi customer premises equipment, for example. That means, yes, Matter will potentially remove some of the competitive advantage that Deutsche Telekom's created for itself by investing in smart home aggregation solutions, but it certainly won't lose the competitive advantage that it's gained by investing so heavily in its Wi-Fi CPE.
Yeah, and actually, well, I suppose CPE being customer premises equipment, it goes beyond just Wi-Fi CPE when you think about the different kinds of stakeholders that might be wishing to capitalize on Matter. So you mentioned Apple, Google, and so on. Samsung as well, I think, are heavily involved in this. And I think, if I recall correctly, Samsung have started to tie this, the management of Matter devices, into its smart home OS. Not smart home, sorry, smart TV OS. So they're kind of positioning their TV sets as the sort of central coordinating point for all of these different smart home solutions and devices and whatnot. So much like we're talking about operators using the home router, the Wi-Fi CPE, as that centralized hub, Samsung using the telly, Apple using any and all Apple devices. It's not necessarily just the operators that potentially benefit from Matter. It, as you say, lowers barriers to entry, but actually it might make it easier for Samsung or whoever else to walk away with this. Like, who do you think is going to win in all of this?
I think that's a really good question, and it's definitely one that there isn't a solid answer to right now. But I would say that operators do have one advantage in that they're already in customers' homes. They're already providing fixed broadband customers with customer premises equipment. And if they can leverage that foot in the door, then they definitely can have room to work with smart home services provided over Matter.
Mm. Yeah, it's really interesting because, of course, you could say, well, Apple's already got a foot in the door. It's already got relationships, or Samsung, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I find it really interesting thinking about that, like the Korean operators. Like Korea is so often ahead, not necessarily in the same exact direction as Western markets are going to go, because, you know, consumer demands and appetites are slightly different. But I was judging some awards at the back end of 2023 for some smart home categories. And the things that the Korean operators, you know, SK Telecom, Korea Telecom, are doing with smart home is like a leap ahead of a lot of the things that have been happening in most Western markets so far. And I find that a fascinating development. I also wonder about, because I was in China in the second half of last year as well, mainly to talk about generative AI stuff. I'm interested in the role of the likes of Tencent in all of this. I mean, maybe they're not interested in smart home. They've got their eyes on other prizes. But in terms of being the kind of the go-to natural language interface for your home entertainment or your smart home controls, the stuff that's enabled by generative AI, I think there are a lot of interested stakeholders. And yeah, like AI management of the home, I think, is going to be fascinating. It's going to really, all those things we dreamt of, the smart speakers, when, you know, the first Alexa speakers came out and whatever else, I think that stuff's actually going to finally start to come to pass in the next couple of years with generative AI solutions. And I think that's really cool.
Hmm. Definitely.
Now, sorry, that was just me wittering on about getting excited. And I realise that probably means that we're out of time. So thank you very much, Oliver, for talking us through what you've been working on. And a reminder to our listeners that there is a link to the article that Oliver wrote recently in the show notes. And that article will also then direct you towards our other work in and around the smart home topic area, including the case studies reports that we published earlier last year, well, the middle of last year, which featured some of those operator interviews that we referred to in today's pod. We've got a series of further reports coming out this year, looking at adding value to fixed broadband services as part of our fixed broadband research program. and we do hope you enjoy them. In the meantime, thanks very much for listening.